My name is Kyle Hulbert, and I was in the 8th Air Force in England, and I was shot down on my 9th mission over Germany. I was an engineer on a B-17. He's supposed to keep the plane flying, but I failed.
What are some of your strongest memories at the time?
On my 9th mission is my strongest. Everything was going fine until we got to the target, which is Frankfurt, Germany. And the flak really got heavy. We were flying at 30,000 feet. And they were tracking us, and we did evasive action, but we got hit with flak. Took about 3 foot of our left wing tip off, fouled our bomb bay doors, and then fouled the ball turret. And on the way, we managed to drop our bombs by emergency release, and on the way back, passed over Luxembourg, fighters picked us up. And of course, I only saw 2 fighters, and they say that we shot one of them down, but the other one came in the front and shot us down and set our plane on fire. And I managed to bail out, but 2 of our boys one was killed right in the plane, and one was trapped in the ball turret. But they went down with the plane. But we had 10 crew members, but 8 of us got out. And only 3 got shot by the SS troops after they got on the ground. 5 of us managed to get back to the States after being a prisoner of war for 444 days.
You were a prisoner of war for 444 days? Where was that?
And our first camp was up right on the border of Lithuania. And then they moved us down into Poland, moved us on a coal freighter on the Baltic Sea there. And then after we got off at the railroad station, they started us running up a hill, around the hill. We didn't know where we were going. But of course, we had to drop everything we had. And we had these young, what they call Kriegsmarines, and the police dogs. If you drop behind, they'd nap you, or one of the Marines would stab you with his bayonet. And several of them was wounded, and I don't know of anyone that died from it, but there's several bad wounds.
Well, what was it like being in the prisoner of war camp?
Of course, outside of food, you had to get used to what they fed you, which is very little. Of course, as long as he's in a permanent camp, you get Red Cross parcels, which is our main source. Of course, we had these horses that we called them they pulled the honey wagons, emptied the septic tanks. If one of them died, we got horse meat the next day.
And we're glad to get it.
Yeah.
Wow. So 444
days.
444 days. Well, when did you get freed? Was it after the war?
February the 6th, they started us marching from camp. In other words, the Russians were making the drive on the camp, and we started marching, and that was in winter when it was cold, snowing and raining, and we marched for 86 days. And got down below Berlin, down at Bitterfield, it's right on the Elbe River. They liberated us. So.
So you were liberated by Russian troops?
No, we were liberated by American troops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They tried to keep us away from the Russians, just back and forth between the two. So.
Yeah. How do you feel about your experiences about serving your country?
I think it does a man good. You know, he appreciates his country more. He had to rely on a higher power to pull you through this. I had a fiance, we weren't married at the time, gave me a New Testament right before I left, and it had a metal cover on it. I carried it in my pocket all the time, and I kept that all the time, except I was in solitary for 22 days, and the Germans took the metal cover off of it, and of course they gave it back to me after I got out, but without the metal cover. So that was really helped me a lot.
That was a real comfort to you.
Yeah.
Is there any special event or person you'd like to pay a tribute to?
Yes, I had a buddy in the prisoner of war camp, but he used to be a prize fighter back in Pennsylvania, and we were handcuffed together on this when we were moving from one camp to the other, and on this run up the hill, he wouldn't let me fall down. In fact, my mouth got dry, and he got a little pebble, a rock, to put this in your mouth, and it would help, and it did. So, but he wouldn't let me give up, and I give him credit for that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to me and all the other future students about serving your country?
I think everyone should, if it came about, should serve the country. Of course, we hope it don't have to. Well, I have got the Purple Heart. I was injured when I bailed out. I bailed out only our plane was on fire, and only we have the chest top chutes, and only if one side fastened. It pulled me sideways, and I landed on one leg, and it injured my knee and my back. And but the Purple Heart for that. And one is a Prisoner of War Medal, and then an Air Medal. And World War II Medal, and then the European Campaign. Of course, everybody knows what the Good Conduct Medal is. Back in 89, we got a letter to come to Belgium for this Dr. Delahaye. He was 13 years old when the war was going on. He watched the planes coming from England, bombing her, and he formed his foundation and bought the property that our plane crashed on. It. Our plane crashed in southern Belgium, and they built a monument to our plane, and he invited all survivors back over to dedicate it. Then there's another six-year-old boy coming home from school, and he saw our plane coming down, and he went home, got his mother, and they went with the first ones to the plane. They got my leather jacket out I'd left in the plane and took my squadron patch off, my Air Force patch, and they saved them and gave them back to me 4 to 5.5 years later. So
when you went back,
that's cool.
When we went back over there.
That reunion, they had the patches off your jacket.
Yeah, he had saved them and
gave them
back
to
me.
That's really cool.
Wow, that's a really special memory.